the tuition and open enrollment line is significantly down this year. And that's really due to the state funding allocation this year. There is an offset if you look down onto the disbursement line under purchase services, which is down almost one for one with what the revenue drop is. On the expenditure side, salaries are just a shade over budget, but up over last year by $207,714. Basically due to charging supplemental contracts directly to the general fund. Overall, expenses were up 1.74% compared to budget. We ended the year with a positive cash flow of $1,150,307. Those are just my overview comments of where we ended the year financially. And that pertains to our general fund. On another note, papers have been filed with the Board of Elections to place the renewal of the school district income tax on the November 8th ballot. Lastly, as far as my comments, I did reach out to the county auditor today to see if she had heard of any further development with the Nexus pipeline and where that's at. As of this point in time, there's been no new news to report as far as anybody appealing or any payments. Just a reminder that there is a 60-day process where there could be a complaint filed. With that, I have two action items on my agenda. The first is to approve the June 2022 unaudited financial report. The second item is, and as I was adjusting the activity for the year, and make a couple adjustments to my fund-to-fund transfer that I had requested approval of in June, as shown here.
So moved.
That is correct. Second. First, first second. Questions?
Just a comment. Mr. Hammond, thank you so much for getting our end of the year done for this meeting. I know that you work many more hours of closing these books out for us. So thank you. I appreciate that diligence to the district.
Is it Spence?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberg?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. All right, moving to superintendent's agenda.
I have three items here. The first one, approve the hiring of Sharon Hedles, Transportation Department Assistant Secretary, starting August 1st, 2022, 5 hours a day. She's currently at step six on the 2A scale.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Question.
Mrs. Spence?
Yes.
Mr. Gerald?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Approve the hiring of Paige Shafrath as the Hazel Harvey Assistant Secretary. This is a part-time position, 5 hours a day, step zero for the OT pay scale.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
And then? Do I have a second?
Second.
Follow up? Questions?
I do. Is this a new position or is this a replacement?
Replacement.
Okay. I have concerns about hiring spouses just for board members, just because we approve your contract and we vote on you, you vote on them, you give them raises. I'm big on returns. If I can take any of the politics out of this position, I'm good. concern. We already have one board member with parents that affect how we vote on contracts and OT stuff. And Kyle also has a mother that works, so that affects that. And this is just another one that's going to affect another part of the contract. So it's, I got my concerns. And one of my questions would be, if something were to happen, there would be a disciplinary action. Would that disciplinary action be taken the same way as it would be if it wasn't somebody that was on the court?
Yes, just the way we have policies.
Well, I understand policies, but that's all we're going to vote. But I understand about policies either. I'm just asking a question because there's real life and there's policy. And I got my reservations and I just want to bring it up.
Okay. I'm happy to hire another person that's invested in this community and the schools.
So I think it's the background training for the job. I'm very impressed with that.
Yes, you're fair. Resume is very impressive.
Yes.
Mrs. Spence?
Yes.
Mr. Gill?
Yes.
Mr. Erker?
No.
Mr. Schraps is abstaining. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'm asking to approve 3 transition work days for Angela Diaz at her current per diem assignment at my music superintendent. Being new to the district, we have meetings set up with Amazon already, let alone the training, so we're going to come in and come towards her and her chance to work with her team. So it's just 3 transition days for her to get work done prior to when she's actually starting and contracted with the district. We have done this before with other candidates, especially in administrative positions that are not starting in August. The OT contract and the CA contract would cover this with extended days if there was somewhere along those lines. So that's what I'm asking for the this 3 transition work days for Anthony Seattle and current per diem.
All right, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ben? Second.
Gold?
Questions? Okay, call roll.
Mrs. Spence?
Yes.
Mr. Gold?
Yes.
Mr. Erker?
Yes.
Mr. Schrapp?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Moving into superintendent's consent agenda.
On the consent agenda, they have 3 items here. A is to approve the transfer of TJ Lindemann from Bachelor 150 to Masters. Congratulate TJ on completing his Masters this summer. Approve the increase of work hours for Lorraine Wolf, instructional 8.5 hours. This is IEP determined. She'll be with the student all day long. She's with them part of the day, and that's moved up all day. And the following supplemental contracts, we have 4 mentors. CHIP newsletter, which Mary Stein did last year, the co-junior advisors, Jenna and April, split that. New head softball coach, Glenn Regan, 7th grade volleyball, Kyle Metzger, who's a new teacher for us, and 9th grade volleyball, Mary Williams.
Okay, it's the consent agenda, so I need one motion to approve items A through C.
So moved.
And Ben?
Second.
I have a second. First order. Questions?
Yes. this agenda, we have down that we are approving 2 co-junior class advisors.
They split the supplement.
4?
I'm sorry.
I know. But however, on Monday, June 13th, 2022, this board approved a junior class advisor for 1/2 of Luke Cummings. We have a hitch in the give along, in my humble opinion.
I didn't think Ruth was junior, but that's okay.
It just, in what we approved, okay. Just says junior class advisor, 1/2 Ruth Cummings. So I don't know what it should, might be, but do we need to hold off on approving these 2?
Let me pull those 2 from the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Be so before I can find that out. I didn't believe Ruth was junior, so we pull those 2 from the agenda.
Thank you.
So Under supplemental contracts, what I will recommend is the mentor, the four mentors, chip newsletter, and a softball coach, the seventh grade volleyball, and the freshman volleyball. And then I will find out.
Thank you.
I have one quick question. Could you describe what the chip newsletter is?
We went electronic, so she runs a Facebook page, and this year she's going to be assisting my assistant to put out a bi-monthly newsletter, or quarterly. We're in, we're trying to work through that, fitting her schedule and her background. But she is the one who runs the district and our Facebook page.
Okay, I just want to know that. Yes, thanks.
That is under one of our strategic plans to get some people in the community requested it, and we get back to mailing these out.
So. Yeah, I just wanted to see like what we were thinking.
Sure. Actually, was actually doable and got the cost.
Okay, Ira, you call roll.
Mrs. Spence?
Yes.
Mr. Herr?
Yeah.
Mr. Dole?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. And nothing for board discussion. Under new business, we have policy committee.
I believe that, that's me. So this past Thursday, the policy committee met that morning to begin the process of updating our board policies, a number which have not been updated in a number of years. So we started looking through different ways to go about it, and we came to the conclusion that the best way to move forward, as opposed to just on our own self-review, would be to contract with the Ohio School Board Association through what was known as a standard policy services contract. Under this contract, they would review policies, negotiate agreements, and employee and student handbooks, and they would go through all that. They would create a first draft of an entire policy manual. And so then after they create that first draft, what they do is they come in and they meet with the members of the policy committee and anybody else in the district that the policy committee seems fit to be in those meetings to customize the policies to see where there's need for updating, where we could just do different things with that. And then once those meetings are finished, they send in a second draft, and then the board would then adopt that final version pending any further changes. And it would, this process would take about approximately 1 year at minimum, but we expect somewhere 12 to 18 months. So we just wanted to present that to the board at this time.
So will they give us a red letter edition of like changes that they are proposing on these updates? Or when they go through?
There's changes they have to for us to approve.
I'm sorry.
If there's changes they have to for us to approve.
So they prepare, they'll take our student handbooks we have for each building, they'll take any manuals, policies that we have that are out there, and they'll take those contracts and ensure that they're not violating any of the board policies. And so they go through that. I did get the agreement today, so let's be able to send the agreement to them. I haven't had a chance to read it, but I got it this afternoon.
So will it be completed all at once, or will there be small corrections and updates throughout the year?
We're going to get increments every 3 months. They're supposed to be for the same.
Yeah. Policy development quarterly or something like that. We have these on a quarterly basis.
Well, I think once we have the contract, don't we have a timeline? I think there's a timeline. It's a minimum of the contract.
I haven't read the agreement.
Right. That we can share.
In their brief bio, it says 12 months.
Yes.
But it's in there, and we have so many hours that we would meet with them to go through. So their team compiles and puts it together, and they meet with us, and we have quarterly updates to bring our policy out today. And so our meetings will be through Zoom unless we require them to come up there, and then that will be our cost to pay for their to come up travel.
Okay, so after I'm assuming every quarterly review, then you guys will bring it to us to look at, or do they send it out without?
I don't know. I mean, I think those are the details of the contract that we know more once we get final contract, but I don't know if it gets sent out to everybody at that point or not.
Typically, Typically, the changes are sent out, we read them, we get them. Pretty standard process.
Right.
Yeah, there's the.
I just don't know if it's done. If it goes to the committee first and we get feedback and then it goes to the board, I don't know.
There's two readings, the reading and the passing. We didn't get into the details to when we get stuff back or how much we get back. It just says they update it, they will say they give it to us. And I would, I'm making the assumption at this point in time, as we get updated policy, then we review as a board and have a reading, make sure that we're all in agreement, and then we vote that in. That is totally an assumption. We have not gotten into that detail. And as I said, I got the agreement with them this afternoon. We did not read through that, but everything comes back to the board for a vote.
Appreciate it.
Are you making a motion?
I'm not making a motion, I'm sorry. It's on here, it's on here. I do have to have an executive session when I ask for one under items A7.
Thank you very much.
Will we be returning for any action?
No.